this is The Big Fight and I'm Maria Shakil. The enormity of the Wayanad tragedy is still not clear, as bodies continue to be found in the mud and water on the site of the incident. Hundreds are still missing. The landslide in Villarimala in Kerala's Wayanad on 30th have swept away large parts of several villages. As survivors of the landslides pick up pieces, staring at an uncertain future, the large-scale destruction has again raised questions on unscientific and unplanned construction. The river, which once used to course through houses and buildings, changed its course. Hundreds of houses were destroyed along its path. Despite a precedent of landslide in this region, why were we caught unawares, we ask. Remember, landslides are a regular phenomenon on the eastern flank of Kerala, where it rises up to the mighty Western Ghats. And according to the Earth Sciences Ministry, Kerala accounted for 2,239 of 3,782 landslides between 2015 and 2022. Today we stand with the people of Wayanad and express solidarity. In fact, NDTV is also running a campaign to support the survivors of this horrific tragedy. You can also join our campaign. The details are on your television screen. Even as we pay tribute to the victims, we must go beyond words and reflect on what policies could have been adopted. What are the lessons learnt? And can we prepare ourselves better to avoid another catastrophe? I would be bringing in the experts in just a bit, but first up, a ground report. Day 4 of the rescue operation at Kerala's Wayanad resumed today, with the new bridge helping rescuers and rescue material reach many remote locations isolated by the landslides. But is the hope to find more survivors fading?
There is hope till the last day, because some people are scared of coming out of their houses. They would be there if at all somebody are there. We have gone to every place, but still there could be one odd house that is where people are staying inside, not able to contact outer areas. So we would be rescuing them.
Wayanad MP Rahul Gandhi's walk on the bridge evoked sharp reactions from the BJP.
Of course, it is a terrible tragedy. I think Kerala has not seen this type of a tragedy in one area. And I think I'm going to raise it in Delhi and also with the Chief Minister here, that this should be treated differently. This is a different level of tragedy and it should be treated differently.
Wayanad mein jo abhi hadsa hua hai, jo ek negligence ke karan 300 se jyada log ke mrityu aur bahut sare logon ke jeevan mein ek tabahi jo hua hai, usme wahan ke MP last vyakti hain wahan par pahunchne wala. और काफी सारे केरल में, केरल के बाहर देश में काफी सारे लोग पूछने लगे हैं कि यहां पर हुआ क्या है और यहां के एमपी का अकाउंटेबिलिटी क्या है.
Politics over human loss aside, veterinarians from the state animal husbandry department were at the spot rescuing over 100 stranded animals. While thermal scanners are being used to detect survivors, dog squads are deployed to sniff out cadavers and several earth-moving equipment is in the affected areas.
There is still hope that there would be many survivors, that they could help and save lives. There is still hope that there would be people who are trapped and they could be brought to a safer location here. But still, there could be hundreds and hundreds of them lying buried underneath. And that's the most distressing situation that Wayanad faces at this point in time. Could this have been averted? Is politics really necessary at this time? All of this aside, priority still remains relief and rescue measures. Defense teams, NDRF teams, SDRF teams, as well as volunteers from all across Kerala who have come here, camping here day in and day out, only to ensure that lives can be saved. With camera person Govan, Pratibha Raman at the epicenter of the landslide at Wayanad for NDTV.
And joining me on the big fight tonight, Dr. Roxy Matthew Cole is the climate scientist at the Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology. We also have Rajiv Chandrasekhar, senior BJP leader and former union minister, Sonam Wangchuk, environmentalist, educator and activist is joining us. We also have Dr. Thara KG. She is a former member of State Disaster Management Authority, Government of Kerala. Dr. V. Sivadasan is a member of Parliament of the CPIM. Deepa Rahul Ishwar is actress and author. Dr. Shama Mohammed, national spokesperson of the Congress, and Tom Varakkan representing the BJP. Before I bring in the politicians, I want to understand from you, Dr. Roxy. Thank you for speaking to NDTV. Let me begin by saying so. Wayanad is still a developing story because the death toll is rising with every passing hour. What makes this terrain so landslide prone? And we have been talking about the early warning systems. Can early warning systems detect landslides and, you know, take, and can we take necessary precautions alongside for that?
Yeah, there are multiple factors leading to these landslides over Kerala and across Western Ghats. We are seeing these kind of events developing over Western Ghats, other Himalayan states, and also northeastern states, and particularly Western Ghats, because if you take states like Kerala, more than half of the region is landslide-prone area, at least hills and mountains with more than 20-degree slope. And we are having the monsoon rains in its intense form these days. And what we are seeing with the data is that since 1950s, the extremes in monsoon rains have intensified in terms of the frequency, intensity, and the area covered and the duration as well. Yeah. So we see a seasons or a month's rain impinging on the land in a few hours to a few days time. Yeah. And when these rains, extreme rains, happen over a slope with 20 degrees or 40 degrees, like what we see in Wayanad, the land cannot hold it anymore, and you see landslides happening. And on top of that, it is important to see the specifics. I should say the specifics are not clear in terms of this Wayanad landslides, but we need to examine if there are other activities that have aggravated the landslides as well, like land use changes, quarrying, mining, and all those kind of activities.
You know, this entire region is also known for tree plantation. Does it make it difficult and more landslide prone?
From what I understand, this region has forest area close by. It has plantations as well, tea plantations. There used to be people and townships there, which have been totally washed away. So it's a mix of vegetation, forest cover, and also human intervention. It's always difficult for a populous state like Kerala, where the residences and activities are spread out throughout the state. It is quite difficult to evacuate people, move people away, and so on from these kind of hazardous areas. But that is something we need to think about if you want to save lives.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll be coming back to you in just a bit as well. Let me bring in Rajiv Chandrasekhar as well. Mr. Chandrasekhar, I'm speaking to you on a day that, you know, the death toll in Wayanad is continuing to rise. As a politician from Kerala who has worked in the state as well, what are your thoughts? Here at NDTV, we are also running this campaign, Care for Kerala.
No, obviously, Maria, this is an extremely tragic, and it is extremely painful just to watch, even on TV, and having over 300 lives lost and scores and hundreds of people upended from their homes, devastated, families devastated. And by the way, there are a large number of undocumented workers who work at the plantations there. It's not clear if those they have been accounted for. So I think the damage and the lives lost will only increase from here. But as the Army and the NDRF and the Navy and the Air Force has swung into action and are rescuing people, I think it is time for all of us also to look at the rehabilitation, rebuilding, giving the lives back to a lot of these people who've been very, very seriously disrupted. Their lives have been completely upended. So the focus really now at some point, yes, I know we are all focused on rescuing everybody and as we should, but I would appeal to all your viewers to also start trying to help in rebuilding. There are many, many organizations that are raising monies. The good organizations should be supported so that we can start building homes for those who have lost homes. We have, giving care for those who have been injured, and livelihoods for those who have lost livelihoods. So there is a lot to be done. While the news cycle may last a few days, I request all of us to stay focused till people are back on their feet and totally able to survive on their own again.
And Mr. Chandrasekhar, you just mentioned that there are a lot of people who are perhaps still unaccounted for because they could be working in plantation areas. Do you think this tragedy could have been averted? Because there is a blame game, an unfortunate one, which is playing out between the center and the state on whether the alerts were sounded at all. Or should we just forget about it and look at what is playing out right now? And do you think we must be more prepared?
Look, there's a saying, those who don't learn from history are destined to repeat it. I think this is extremely important while we focus on rescue and rehabilitation, that we also spend time in understanding why this tragedy happened, why this disaster happened. I'm of the view that this could have been prevented, that this could have been forecast, and it was in a lot of ways. In 2009, 2010, 2011, many expert committees have pointed to the growing vulnerability of this area, the growing risks due to afforestation and the rampant encroachment and the absolute and unfortunately, both the UPA government at that time in Delhi and whose Congress government was in the state as well did nothing. And I know this is not the time for blame game. This is not the time necessarily to convert this very serious conversation into something kind of a political blame game. But a serious discussion needs to be had on why these people had to die. I believe strongly that these people, these lives could have been protected. These loss of lives could have been prevented if people had taken the right decisions at the right time. Those with the authority and responsibility had actually acted with the authority and responsibility that they had, and they could have prevented most of this from happening. But obviously, people will say this is not the time for blame game. And I certainly am not the kind of person who wants to do political point scoring on this. I think we have to certainly make sure that we don't allow a repeat of this ever again in Kerala or indeed anywhere in the Western Ghats. And therefore, it is absolutely important for us to understand what successive governments in the state did not do and should have done, and what the central government, when faced with these expert committee reports, when they had their state government of the same party, did not do what they had to do.
Okay, let me bring in Dr. Shama Mohammed on that note. Dr. Shama Mohammed, the Gadgil report presented to the Union Environment Ministry in 2011 was supposed to be a wake-up call for states, that allow rampant construction on hill slopes particularly, with a holistic assessment or risk assessment, which certainly has not been done. And here is Rajiv Chandrasekhar pointing a direct finger at your government in the state and also at the center. Could we have been better prepared? That's my larger question, because the sheer enormity of this tragedy is still something that we are trying to grapple with.
Okay, so before I go on to that, I just saw a press conference of Mr. Rajiv Chandrasekhar where he says the member of parliament, Mr. Rahul Gandhi, is the last one to be here. I am in Mepadi right now. I visited the schools where these people are. I spoke to all of them. A certain school had 50 rooms. Another school had 20 rooms. Rahul Gandhi visited each room. I went to all of them and I spoke to all of them. He went to each one of them. That's how he feels. Unlike Prime Minister Modi, who has not visited Manipur even now. So he has nothing. You know, we in Kerala do not play politics when a disaster like this happens. There are no parties here. It's all about saving these people. So I would ask Mr. Rajiv Chandrasekhar to keep quiet at this point of time. I can also come out and say about Joshimath, what happened in Uttarakhand last year, where they said excessive building, because of excessive building in that state is why the landslide happened. Now here we had a 2011 Gadgil report. I agree with you. What happened is Mr. Uman Chandy wanted to do something about the report in 2012, but the reason was the people here, they protested. The locals says, no way you're taking away our livelihood. We want to build it. It was huge protests, even from the church also. So even from the other community, even the Muslim community, everybody. So the reason when I spoke to them today, I went to speak to these people and it was really sad, Maria, because there is a mother who lost a son and husband, but she has a daughter. There is a child who has lost three siblings, but the mother is alive, father is not there. So excessive tragedy here. And they agreed. Today I told them, listen, because you protested, you understand what has happened because you are not allowing the government to go on. You know, there was huge protest. They said, now we understand what is happening. And there are people who are in the camp, whose houses are still there in Churamala. Means their houses have not been damaged, but they're not allowed to go and stay there. So they're also complaining, we want to go back. But if we let them go back, or the government here lets them go back, then again, we don't know what's going to. So there is a lot of rain today, it's little less. So I understand their suffering, and what I've understood when I spoke to them is, they don't need, there's a lot of food, bed, medicines, everything is there. Basically, they need homes now. It's rebuilding of the infrastructure, basically houses for all these people. And right now, they have to be moved out of these schools because schools are going to start. So rented houses first for them. And then, of course, as early as possible, we even ask the central government. In fact, I would like to tell Mr. Rajiv Chandrasekhar, unlike the floods in 2018, please help the state of Kerala. The central fund should come to Kerala to help rebuild the Wayanad and make houses here and not argue about who's come here, who's not come here. Yes, there is a Gadgil report. Now we should really work on it.
Absolutely.
And you know, in a very fast pace.
And Shema, you know, you're sharing their stories. It's heartbreaking to even hear about it. I'm sure
and you know, there are
some more difficult to see what you're seeing.
You know, when you hear it, you have tears in your eyes because that mother, she just hugged me and said, my son is gone. He's 29 years old. I just saw him 2 days ago. So she's in shock. She can't even speak. So there is a child who's lying, a five-year-old, whose both parents are not there. So he's an orphan. Now we have to look. The grandparents are missing. And there are people, because of the force of the landslide, you see limbs. They got limbs, just body parts. Even now, just now, I didn't go to the place where the work is happening, but they are still looking out for life. They got a sound, a radar, it seems. So the people out here, I must commend them, the Air Force, the Navy, I mean, the Army, the people, the local people out here, whichever party they belong to, whether the Congress, the CPM, the BJP, or whatever party they belong, all of them are working together, even the Indian Union Muslim League, each one of them, even now working at this hour to see if there is a life we can save another life, because a lot of people are not accounted for, you know. So just now, even the MLA, when I wanted to see the MLA over here, Mr. Siddiq, but he is busy at a place with other also leaders. They are very people,
yes,
or cremating them, who are not, nobody has come for these bodies. You see, so whole families, extended families have gone, and this has never happened in Kerala.
Absolutely.
So I urge Rajiv.
Anand is a journalist and columnist from Kerala. He's also joining us. But Dr. Thara, we have to hold people accountable. Somebody has to answer to that mother who has lost her son and daughter. Somebody has to answer to countless such families. Who will be doing that accountability? Who will be held accountable? And who will be ensuring that similar tragedies do not happen in future?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we all should hold ourselves responsible for what had happened, because this is absolutely, there is no doubt that this is a natural calamity, because such a massive scale, landslide has never happened in the country. And this place has received rainfall, excessive rainfall, half of the annual rainfall expected, half of it we received within 2 days' time. So this is absolutely no doubt that this is a consequence of a natural result of climate change and changing patterns in rainfall. But I would also add that the impact, like in other states or in other parts of the country, the impact has been aggravated by human intervention. Like, for example, we had a land use policy. We don't have land use policy in any of the states in the country. So, but I keep wishing that if we had a land use policy that here you should not go for any construction and here you should leave a plain ground so that the excess water can be absorbed by the soil. And here you should cultivate, go for cultivation. You should have a paddy field so that 20,000 liters of water can be absorbed by 1 hectare of paddy field. Such kind of planning doesn't exist because we don't have a land use policy in place in any of the states in the country. That is number one. Number two, none of the states, including Kerala, we don't have a floodplain zonation maps. We don't have a floodplain marking also. You must have observed in the videos of what had happened in Wayanad is that the river has overflowed to both sides, occupying a large area which was thickly populated. And these, what the law says is that on either side of the river, you should leave 500 kilometers. That means half a kilometer place is meant for the river only. When there is excess of water, when the river floods, the river should be able to overflow onto the floodplains. No construction activity should happen on the floodplains. That is a policy. That is a law. But in no state, including Uttarakhand or Himachal Pradesh or Bihar or Assam, wherever, whichever state you are talking about, we don't have this floodplain maps. We don't have a floodplain policy also. All the tourism centers have come up along the river floodplains.
Okay, this so is let me ask that question to Dr. Sivadasan. Dr. Sivadasan, a 2022 study in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health has actually showed that 62% of the forests in Wayanad had disappeared between 1950 and 2018, while plantation cover rose by 1,800%. The question is, why was that even allowed?
See, this is the time of rescue and rehabilitation. So all are working for that. Here, somebody is trying to make some political gain, but I am not going to make any statement now. Everybody, except their affiliation to the political parties or for religious beliefs, whatever, we need to work together for this rescue and rehabilitation. There in Wayanad, under the leadership of Chief Minister of Kerala, the entire mechanism, their military is there, army and police force is there, this is the local people, volunteers and some of the other youth organizations, all are working together for rescue and rehabilitation. Now, Kerala need more help from the union government. So inside the parliament and outside also, we request our union government for a package, Wayanad and Kerala package, to assist the Kerala and Wayanad, the people in Wayanad. So otherwise, this recent incident and the after effects we can't overcome. So I believe the union government will provide and all assistance from their side. There, I think everybody knows that the hundreds of houses already demolished and We are unable to say how many are how many lost their lives. So we need to make hospitals and schools and other facilities. We need to arrange so the coming days. We all are worried about the situation because water
yes,
is somewhere. The water is there.
Rebuilding so, that entire area. Tombarakan, can center work with the state for rebuilding right now rather than talking about what went wrong? You know, while we look at what went wrong, the need of the hour is less politics, more collective effort.
Maria, this government under Modi ji will walk that extra mile to ensure rehabilitation in that area. Let that be very clear. Lip services have been served by some political tourists who have come there 3 days later. But the advisory to them is to avoid VIP movement because there are persons working, risking their life in that area. So I have two submissions to make. You asked me about what the central government plans to do. I told you that we will walk that extra mile. But let me add, 16 hours before this tragedy, there is a report from Wayanad Hume. It is the organization is called Wayanad Hume Center for Ecology and Wildlife. They had given 16 hours of advance information to the administration and nothing happened. The fact of the matter is, when you have rainfall about 600 mm in a particular place, which is prone to a landslide, that is waiting to happen. If action was taken, the district administration had asked people to move. They're saying there was no red alert from Delhi. The alerts were going on, whether it was red, blue, green. Alerts were going on. What was the government of Kerala doing? And what was the five-year stint of Rahul Gandhi when he did not speak up in parliament on the ecosystem there? One mention of it, no, he didn't. And today he goes there, disturbs the local rehabilitation program, the rescue teams, and is there doing photo ops to feel that his sister is going to contest from there. Stop this. This politicization must stop. We are suffering. People of Kerala are suffering. Keep politics out of it.
Can I come in?
Do something now. The center is totally cooperating. Every step will be taken to ensure that every family is rehabilitated. Food will be directed. Hospitalization costs will be taken up and then we packages to the Kerala government. Let me assure them that this kind of lip service going, taking photographs.
Okay, so you are saying that Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi's presence is about lip service. Shama Mohammed?
Can I just... Yeah, I mean, you know, how you look at the BJP and look at the other parties here, the only party who's playing politics is the Bharatiya Janata Party. Rahul Gandhi, if he did not go there, what would they say? Look, the member of parliament from Wayanad is not even stepping into Wayanad. What are you trying to say? He went there, he spoke to each one of them and he understood, like what I understood today, the most important thing they need are houses. And that's why Rahul Gandhi said the Congress party is going to build more than 100 houses today. He announced, of course he has to go there and see the ground situation. It can't be like Manipur where people are still dying for the last 1 year and the Prime Minister of India has not visited. Let me also remind Mr. Tom Wadakkan, in 2002, Prime Minister Vajpayee went when there was an earthquake in Gujarat. In 2012, Manmohan Singh, former Prime Minister, went to Assam when there was a huge flood out there.
Dr. Sivadasan,
I fail to understand why.
Dr. Sivadasan, a quick response on what Tom Wadakkan has said on the response of the state government.
See, somebody is trying to politicalize this entire issue and their incident. So again, I am repeating. Earlier in Parliament, Home Minister have made some statement. I have given privilege notice to the chairman of Rajya Sabha. That thing is there, but I am sorry to say, together, without considering our political affiliation, we need to work together.
Hmm.
The people, the lives of the human being is in mortuary. The volunteers, the entire machinery searching for the human being in those who are there, the missed persons. So I am requesting Tom Vadakkan also. Now, this is the time of rescue and rehabilitation. Try to avoid unnecessary statement, and I am not going to make other statement here in such a moment.
Okay. Let me bring in Anand as well, the journalist from Kerala. Anand, you know, since someone who is there on ground besides Shema Mohammed and others, what are you picking up? How long and how many more days for this entire rescue to continue? Do you have an estimate or assessment?
I would say that it would continue for many more days. And because a lot of bodies are still being excavated from under the earth and under the rubble, and although you know, it is assumed that more lives cannot be saved, but the people who are dead and you know the loved ones are still going and searching for these bodies to be, you know, so that they can be given an honorable funeral. So that is there, but Maria, if I can comment on
please
the politics, because I'm a political journalist. So I would say that, you know, it's only when such disasters strike that the CPM you know wants to keep politics aside and wants everybody to, you know, keep politics away. But I would bring in to the notice of Dr. Shivadasan, the Rajya Sabha MP, that the CPM has been undertaking a development strategy that is totally against the state of Kerala. It's a U-turn from their once earlier stand, you know, from 1964 when the CPM was formed, or from 1957 when the undivided CPI came to power in Kerala.
Let's have Dr. Sivadasan on the screen also, please. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, at that point, they were totally against development. They were against computers. They were against tractors. But now they are on a development, you know, totally, anti-environment, anti-ecology mode. They want to, furrow a tunnel through the Mepadi Hills where this landslide occurred. And they want to build consensus for the K-Rail, the Silver Line project, which would build embankments. Which would prevent the water from eroding, you know, from going to the sea. So they are totally, they are being very hypocritical when they say that,
Okay, Dr. Sivadasan, will you respond to that?
Yes. How can I make the reply to him? Because how the person will make such statement in this situation, such statements. So my the development of Kerala, CPIM, left movement have a clear perspective on the development of Kerala. The entire development, the health, education, and different areas, Kerala achieved a very good development. Everybody knows that in HR index, Kerala is in the first. And ecological speciality of Kerala, that also will be protected. The Kerala government has passed different of legislations. So these legislations for the people, not for the corporates. Here in Jharkhand and somewhere we see the such kind of interventions. But these representative, the last speaker, he made very wrong statement. So development is the part of the society. National highway, rail, and other connectivity, communication facility. These all things are very necessary for the development of entire society. So CPIM, left movement, stand for the development. for Endar people. There in Mepadi also, we need to construct a good hospital and school facility and everything need there also. Though Democratic Youth Federation and a lot of organizations already declared their project for this area, Wayanad and Mepadi area. So my request, the people are requesting the help from various areas, CMDRF, Chief Minister's Relief Fund, also collecting through the CMDRF, also we are collecting the fund, and their proper plan also already our elected representative and officials already made the plan for the development plan in that area.
Okay.
So there,
talking specifically about development,
we need more assistance from the
okay.
Yes. More
so talking
assistance
about
from
development,
the Union Government.
Unplanned development, unscientific development, Dr. Tara, where did it all go wrong?
I think we also need to take into account to redefine what we mean by the term development. Development for whom and for what? Are we specifying by the term development that we need to ensure that every single person has access to clean water? Are we ensuring that we have each person has got access to clean air and also ensure that they can have a stable ground under their feet? These are the three things so necessary for any human beings or for any animal species to, you know, have a sustainable life. But unfortunately, we have an urge to go for mega projects, and we are trying to, make another Barcelona or another Switzerland in this remote part of this world. Kerala should have a Kerala model of development. Hmm. A six-lane road, national highway along the parallel to the Western Ghat hills, which are so fragile, is not at all advisable. But we all talk about, speed and how fast we can reach one place from one place to the other. And I just want to add to this allegation about VVIP's visit. If Mr. Rahul Gandhi had visited this place last, he was the last person to visit. That is the main allegation now being raised. I would appreciate him for being the last person, because the first lesson in disaster management that we talk about is no VIP should visit that place. They should not disturb the ongoing activities, rescue activities, because so much of a diversion of manpower and attention and this administrative setup will be diverted to ensure their
yes,
safety.
Yes, absolutely. Dr. Roxy, let me bring in Dr. Roxy as well, because you raised an important point about development at the cost of human lives. Is that what we are looking at right now? Dr. Roxy, the question is also of Western Ghats. Are they really prepared for this kind of development work which is really being undertaken? Or do you think that it has to do with the climate change, that the climate in general has become such that we have to prepare ourselves in a different way altogether?
Right. So these rains and landslides are going to intensify further into the future. So we need several early warning systems and policies in place. So what we have right now is a rainfall-based alert system. So the Met Department sees in its forecast, okay, the rainfall is going to be about 150 millimeter or 200 millimeter. They gives out a yellow or orange or red alert. Yeah, but this do not convert into ground reality. It doesn't say whether landslides will occur, whether flash floods will occur. So we need to have a system which needs interdepartmental, interministerial cooperation. For example, the meteorology department should be talking to the geology department and the hydrology department, so that there is a model framework where the rainfall forecast are transferred or converted to landslide and flash flood forecast. such a forecasting system can, it's possible with the current technical know-how and the data that we have. It needs ministries to work together. It needs people to work together. Technologies are already in place, right? But that is only the first step, which gives us a 2 or 3 days in advance warning, okay, that there is a potential for landslides in place. Now, this can sometimes save lives, sometimes it may not work exactly because the accuracy of rainfall forecasts are not that great in the tropical area, in the tropical region where India is or Kerala is. So what happens is that these weather systems are fast moving and fast evolving, and they're short systems, which are where the unpredictability or uncertainties are large, quite large. So what we need is policies and assessment. So assessment that map landslide prone areas. And we have the data for that. Most of these areas like Wayanad are a map. We have granular data showing landslide prone areas. So if we can identify the panchayats and districts where the landslides are, at a hazardous level, we can take action. We can have policies safeguarding the lives and livelihoods of people. And that should be the way forward.
Okay. So let's start wrapping up this discussion, and I'm going to begin with Anand. Anand, lessons learned and what should be done for Kerala, for Wayanad in the next 48 to 72 hours? Because you're there, I'm sure you understand the challenges that people are facing.
You know, the immediate rescue is being done, well. I don't have any suggestions to make. They are doing it well. But the state disaster relief management has to improve on what they are doing. They have a part-time force they have to have a full-time, battalion to meet any such events in future. But I would say that, in Wayanad, people, the state government should actually have a rethink. Why is Harrison's Malayalam plantation sitting on such a huge, acres of land, which they leased from the state many years ago? And now they are refusing to vacate that property. And this happened in Idukki during the Pettimudi landslide. The government has to go to the court and get that land freed and distribute it to the people. People are going and settling in far off places because they don't have any land left. The state government, successive governments, Congress and LDF governments, which used to speak about land reforms in the past, they've stopped doing that. And now they are getting donations from the businessmen. There are 5,000 to 10,000 quarries operating in Kerala and many of them in Wayanad. I mean, why are we not talking about that? I think we need to talk about, the way of development forward. I mean, Kerala can't sustain this kind of development in future.
Okay, Dr. Sivadasan, a quick 30 seconds to you, please. Go ahead. Okay, I believe he has left. So, Tom Vadakkan, coming to you, sir.
Hello.
Yes, Tom Vadakkan, please go ahead.
Development in the name of indiscriminate quarry and deforestation is one immediate situation that needs to be considered immediately. The talk here was, I accept some of the suggestions Mr. Roxy Matthew suggested, that there has to be a greater focus, not just on the Western Ghats, but especially on the area of Wayanad and neighboring areas. Because the current practice is to predict situations based on rainfall. But rainfall is an index, as I said. If the rainfall exceeds 600 mm, there is disaster waiting to happen. And out of the total figure of disasters that we have seen on landslides, maximum has been in Kerala. Out of the 3,000, 2,000 has happened and more has happened in Kerala. There is something rotten in that area which needs to be examined by governments that have been there for some time, whether it is Congress or Marxist. They need to act. The central government's role is to give them advance information. We are working through it.
Okay.
That is
Dr. Shamal Mohammed? And then I'll give the last word to Dr. Thara. Please go ahead. Dr. Chama Mohammed, quickly.
A couple of things. Yes, there has been an increase in illegal mining, quarrying, in fact, also a lot of homestays and the way land has been cultivated. Of course, one has to be very stern with this. But let's also understand that embankments in Assam, you know, for the floods have been built, but we still have huge floods. So now they're saying the report before building embankments is not right. We have a pollution crisis in Delhi, which I face every year in October, November. We can't use cars. Everything is shut. Children can't go onto the sports field. And then there's a blame game among states, like one government
says
it
was party
Tom Brakhan, this is really not the time of politics, and that's why I want to give the last word to Dr. Thara. Let's have Dr. Thara on the screen. Dr. Thara, the concerns are certainly...
So what I'm trying to say is that we want the center not to stop giving us money like you did in the last flood. Please.
Yes. So the bigger question is, stop playing politics. This is not the time for politics. Right now is the challenge for disaster management. And biologists, conservationists are all looking into solutions. Your big takeaway in terms of the lesson learned, ma'am.
Is that a question to me?
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead, Dr. Thara.
In fact, we should. It is high time that we should start emphasizing on the long-term action plans to mitigate the natural disasters, because there is absolutely no way how we can prevent them from happening, especially in the time during the times of this climate change and global warming. We can only mitigate them. So long-term planning is absolutely needed. And the development should be sustainable in a way to ensure that there are places where no development zones should be demarcated. So that we can have this equilibrium.
Right.
And IMD warning should be perfected so that we get very clear.
We are better prepared, perhaps. Thank you so much for joining us, Tom Brakhan, Dr. Shama Mohammed. Ma'am, I'm going to continue this conversation off air with you, Dr. V. Sivadasan, Dr. Thara and Anand. We have Sonam Wangchuk, environmentalist and activist, also joining us. Sonam, thank you so much. You are an educator, reformist, innovator. Of course, you know, you have worked in multiple terrains. When you look at these reports coming in from Wayanad, where do you think we have horribly gone wrong with our ecology? And have we really missed the climate bus?
Thank you very much. Yes, it saddens me every time I see these events in Wayanad or all over Himalayas. It has to do with two reasons, global and local. The global, we cannot blame local, but there are local reasons also. Of course, as climate change happens, global warming happens, the seas, the oceans, especially the Arabian Sea, heats up and moist air rises. And then as the Indian subcontinent heats up even more, each year it's the hottest. So the air rises, causes a low pressure, and these moist air winds from the ocean comes in to fill, and they shed their water in cloudbursts and heavy rains in places like Wayanad or hills like Himalayas. Now that is the global part, but locally also we are adding to the problems, because we are often, you know, cutting away jungles and making the hills destabilized. Similarly, we do blind infrastructure development without assessing the integrity of the hills and so on. Then our early warning systems could help us a little bit. Even those are not very effective often. So combination of these issues cause catastrophes like these.
And Sonam, we are looking at multiple catastrophes, one would say. Cloudbursts, landslides in several parts of India. And of course, incessant rain which is leading to flooding as well. What do you think is going wrong with our country vis-a-vis town planning and urban planning?
Yes, a lot of the times I see that we make good policies, but we don't stick to them. We have too much play in how they can be twisted, and anything is okay till disaster strikes. Whereas most countries are very strict, and they invite, you know, anger when they implement policies from people, and thereby suffer less consequences when disaster strikes. Whereas here we are lenient when executing, and then we have to all regret. So, one hand, we have to have stricter, you know, norms. On the other hand, we have to understand our ecology better to form very good, sound policies. And then thirdly, of course, we have to, as everyone in the around the globe, have to look at our behavior change and lifestyle change, which is adding to all these problems.
My last question to you. We at NDTV are running a campaign, Care for Kerala. Your thoughts on that? Would you like to make an appeal?
Very good. I think every accident and disaster should be a good lesson for the others and support for the place that is in question. So not only should we support and send our concerns and our wishes for the people in Kerala, but if we learn lessons from them and prevent the next one, if governments learn and if lawmakers learn, engineers and architects learn, political leaders particularly learn from these, then their loss will be lesser because it will prevent future losses. So I wish you the best with this, and it's a good step that you have taken.
Thank you so much for joining us. Sonam Wangchuk, the environmentalist, sharing his thoughts on the Wynard tragedy. With that, I've come to the end of this week's edition of The Big Fight. I'll be seeing you next week. Thanks so much for watching.